bringing Iowa-produced ag products to potential buyers around the world. A native Iowan at USDA recently completing a successful trade mission, and we'll tell you about that next here on Money Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Edie Peterson, brought to you here by our friends at Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise in financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America.
When there's land you want to buy, you'll find more ways to finance it at Farm Credit Services of America. Along with competitive rates, we offer flexible long-term payment options. Financing may be eligible for cashback dividends, too. Discover the expertise to make financing land easy with the options to make it possible. Terms apply. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com to get started. Agriculture works here.
Alexis Taylor serves in the role of USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs and says she recently led a trade mission to Southeastern Asia, including stops in Malaysia and Singapore that were very productive.
One of the things I wanted to highlight, I think, just the quality of meetings I know our business has had this week. We've had over 300 business-to-business meetings, but I think more impactful is the quality of those meetings, the interest of the buyers that I heard from our businesses on. In Southeast Asia, one of the reasons we focus trade mission here and or continue to focus some of our trade missions here is the population dynamics that we are seeing. They have a growing middle class,
which indicates an even bigger potential demand increase for American commodities as it remains strong right now.
There is strong connection to the United States, a preference for U.S. food and agricultural products. There's a lot of trust in our quality, safety, reliability as a trading partner, which makes this a very attractive set of markets.
Now, of course, she stresses that to developing these new markets and building these relationships does take time. But she believes they got off on the right foot with a lot of these potential buyers. And of course, the strategy always is not only in developing new markets for Iowa products internationally, but U.S. ag products internationally. More diversification in regard to the export portfolio and to the destinations, rather than relying on just a couple of large customers and being at the whim of their changing political dynamics. Always fascinating to see a native Iowan doing great work internationally. This has been Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.